This is KUT. Recreation centers in Austin are still open until the end of the week to help people with shelter, supplies, and questions about their properties. And as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, the Austin City Council is hosting a special meeting this Sunday to discuss buying out homes in flood-prone areas.
Here we go.
Leona Albrecht, her husband, and six kids are here at the Dove Springs Recreation Center getting some food to eat. Their apartment near the Onion Creek Bridge was flooded late last week.
We probably lost half to three-fourths of the house, and at the moment, no way to replace it. All we can do is just trash everything.
They stayed in it until Monday, when they found the Dittmar Recreation Center, which is serving as a temporary shelter with cots. This family is getting by with very little clothing.
We had a tub to go through last night, and I was able to find two children some clothing, and I got my second shirt.
Since Friday, the city has helped nearly 500 families at the Dove Springs Recreation Center. This center is open daily for help with cleaning supplies, food, inflatable mattresses, and information on property damage. Bert Lumbreras is an assistant city manager. He says the Red Cross is helping out, and the Austin Disaster Relief Network has issued more than $75,000 in gift cards for immediate needs.
We also have folks here that are doing crisis counseling, you know, emotional support, all the different things that they need to be able to hopefully recover and be able to, you know, rebuild their lives in a positive way.
The Austin Code and Fire Department are still assessing damage. The state will do its own assessment later this week, and then the Federal Emergency Management Agency will consider whether to come in. The mayor and city council will have a meeting on Sunday to talk about policy issues around the buyout program that involves the homes flooded in 2013. About 250 homes are on the list, and more could be added. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.